probably, as a defense, you guys have rebounded from, you know, giving up a lot of points before this season. Is it, again, just a case of guys just playing to their responsibilities?
Yeah, you know, I think going back and looking at it, you know, we all have to be accountable to our job and do what we're supposed to do. So when you don't do that, you get burned pretty good.
How is all the good that you guys were able to accomplish for about probably a 5-week run there erased by a game like Sunday?
I don't think it's erased. I think there's obviously things to learn and to play better, and you know, and I think you look at it, we've had trouble with that zone read type of deal, and you know, conventional runs, we've, you know, picked it up and played a lot better, you know, since our bye week. And, you know, we got to play a lot better against that, because we're going to see a lot of that. I mean, this league is a copycat deal, and you find something you can't stop or you're having trouble stopping, you're going to continue to see it.
Has the drastic shifts in game to game for this defense surprised you? I mean, that's just 45 points and then 14 points or 7 points.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you think you're finding a level of consistency, you know, you feel like you're playing better. You know, something like Sunday, you know, happens, and it's definitely a shock to the system. And, you know, the only answer for it is, you know, try to come out and get better and work.
Kyle, do you feel like, you know, some of the guys on the team realize that maybe they're playing for their jobs, or at least playing for their coach's job these last couple weeks?
I think everybody realizes, you know, what this business is all about. You know, I think it's a game by game. Everybody needs to understand that, you know, you're evaluated every week. You know, what have you done for me lately type of deal. So I think everybody understands that, or should.
How much trust do you have in Chan to turn this thing around if he is able to come back for next year?
Listen, we all have to trust one another, you know, players, coaches, everybody, that we're going to do the right thing by one another, and we're going to prepare the right way and continue to play the right way. So I think there's a good bit of trust there. You know, just have to find a level of consistency and execute.
How concerning is it, though? I mean, it's kind of the same. I know you're tired of probably answering these questions. Kind of the same story every year when we get to, you know, late December.
I don't know how to answer that. You know, it's, you know, I think the teams that that are consistent, that find a way to be consistent, you know, over the course of a year. Obviously, every team is going to have a bad game or two. You know, is going to have some bad things happen. But the teams that can avoid those the most and play consistent are going to win football games, and we're just not very consistent.
Kyle, Eric said the Toronto game is a joke and it shouldn't be renewed. Eric Wood, would you like to comment on that, or are you just going to let him hang out there alone?
Well, so if I don't answer that the way it is, you want to label me a bad teammate?
I think the guys in this room should speak out against it, because it's bad for the product on the field.
Well, I think obviously everybody's seen that it's different. It's not the same as being here, and
it's worse than a road game, in my opinion.
I'm with you. I mean, it's very similar to a road game, but also I understand what it does for, you know, I understand the business side of things, and I don't think you'd find a guy in here that wouldn't agree that they would much rather be in Ralph Wilson Stadium.
With the run game for them, I mean, you guys stymied it the first time. I mean, to the point where they put Bush on the bench, tried to go big on you. You know, knowing the success you guys had the first time around against them, how do you go about anticipating the tweaks that they'll make, knowing they feel they probably have to make some against you guys?
Well, I think the things that you see, especially against division teams, is there are things that they like to do that are staples of their offense, but they're also going to be, you know, two or three plays of the week that they've schemed up, you know, from seeing you the first time. So, you know, some of those will have to be in-game adjustments. You know, we have to prepare for their base stuff. Obviously, with what happened last week with that zone read stuff and, you know, defended it bad, I would imagine we'll see some of that. That'll be something that, you know, we'll have to be prepared and ready for, because they have run it over the last couple of weeks. So, you know, we'll prepare for their base stuff. We'll prepare for that, and we'll have to make some in-flight adjustments what they do offensively.
How much does theirs differ? You know, obviously Wilson is a special athlete. I mean, not to say that Tannehill can't get out there and move, but he's not Wilson. So how might theirs be a little bit different from what you've seen so far?
You know, I think it's different because of, you know, what you see from Wilson to Tannehill. I mean, Tannehill, when he takes it out, he's going to slide and get down and protect himself, and Wilson might be able, you know, have a little more freedom to run with it. So, but either way, you know, those plays can hurt you. They'll be big plays if you don't defend it well.